Good morning, Greg. It's Tim Carter. Thanks a lot for calling Ask the Builder here, buddy. How can I help you, pal?
Yeah. I've got a water line leak.
Okay.
And I've got about a 1,600 foot water line from the meter up to the house.
Yes.
And I've been having chronic problems with this thing. The guy that installed it, it's had about 4 leaks that have been major, and it's leaking again.
And I remember this email, Greg. And when you finally get down to where the leak is, it's always the joint that's blowing out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not in the middle of the, it's not in the middle of the pipe. What I would do, here's how I would start this. You're obviously tying into the water system, you know,
mm-hmm.
into your county water system.
Yes.
You might be surprised that those people at the water system, you know, first of all, they're not happy about these leaks, man. I mean, because, you know, because it can get their water system contaminated. I mean, you realize that, you know, when it leaks, I mean, it can, you know, you can act, because you're tied into the potable water system. They're not happy about that. Okay, so what they already know what materials work best, you know, because they've got their entire water system. And not only that, you're not the only homeowner probably on their system that has a situation like that, you know, real long water line that goes up a hill that has a lot of pressure on it. See what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would just contact this week the water system. I mean, make an appointment, make a phone call, talk with one of their top engineers. Tell them what's happening, and they'll say, listen, you know, here are the top 3 materials that we recommend that you use, you know, bar none, and here's the local suppliers that you can buy them from, you know, and
okay.
It's that simple. In other words, you know, the water, I mean, and they're not going to tell you to put in ductile iron. I mean, you know, that's probably their number one choice because that's what they're using. But, I mean, ductile iron, that's just like, that's crazy stuff. But you can, you're exactly right in your email. You know, you see the product that, like, the Synergy's using for the natural gas lines, you know, where it's that big yellow, like, PVC-type material that is heat-fused. I mean, it's got that special thing that seams it.
Yeah.
There's no doubt that it may be a system like that because you can buy – what size is your main? Is it 2 inches?
Yeah, it's 2 inches.
Yeah, I figured it would be a 2-inch for that longer run. That would be a really easy run. I'll bet you – that you can get a coil of two 2-inch coils that easily will make that run. You know what I'm trying to say? So that you'll end up only having one joint in the system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know what I'm trying to say? Because it'll come on a big spool.
Yeah.
But I'll bet, and at the most, I'll bet you you'd only have two joints. You know, if at all possible.
Okay.
So I would just, but I'd contact the waterworks. Let them tell you what they find is the best material. Don't guess, you know, and don't go to a supplier and have them tell you, you know.
Okay. Actually, ask the water company what's going on. You got any hints about the best way to find this leak so they can at least get it patched for now?
Well, since it's on a hillside, I mean, because that's where it is. I mean, if I remember right in the email, this line's going up a hill, right?
Yeah, it goes up a pretty steep hill.
Okay, so that makes it even tougher. So we know that the leak is going to be, you know, wherever the soil's first getting wet, you know, where you're seeing it come out on the surface, you know, you just got to start digging backwards up from there. I know. The only other thing you can do is, once again, I had another gentleman yesterday ask me about water leaks, like under slabs. He's a guy from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And the waterworks, if you've ever noticed how they look for leaks, they just use a remember the old-fashioned telephones that where the person would hold the one part, the transmitter in their hand, and they'd have that little funny thing that they would put up to their ear?
Yeah.
Okay. If you've ever seen how the waterworks finds leaks, that's all they do. In other words, they have one of those similar devices that's just an amplifier that they drill a hole into the pavement. They put a steel rod into the pavement, and they actually put that that device right on the end of the steel rod. And depending upon the pitch, that's how they locate the leak. Same thing. I would talk to the waterworks guys on Monday and say, "Could you help me out here? How do I find this leak?" And they'll say, "And they if you actually go to their work headquarters, you know, where the trucks are being dispatched,
yeah.
they'll probably open up a cabinet on the side of the truck and say, here, we just use this thing." Yeah, it's not that, the technology is not that sophisticated, believe it or not.
Okay.
Because what they do is they actually hear the water running, and the closer they get to the source of where the leak is, the louder it is in that, you know, I don't want to say megaphone, because that's the, you know, that's the opposite of this thing, you know.
Okay.
All righty?
All right.
All right, well, I hope I helped you. I'd love to hear back from you what they say.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
All right, Greg, thanks for calling Ask the Builder.